At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello to every single one of you, and I am so excited to be back for another week of From Stress to Authentic Success on this amazing platform, UK Health Radio. And by now, I am sure that most of you know exactly that I have been a physiotherapist in my first life. I studied for physiotherapy. Why? Because I was from an early age so intrigued about our body, about the magic that our body is. It is to me an amazing kind of living instrument that I still, up until today, haven't completely understood. That is how magical and how amazing it is. And in the last HDM Health Triangle magazine, there is an amazing article that I wrote about a text that's not mine, but that I found quite a few years ago, and that has been an inspiration for me about the body speaking to us and the question if we are listening. Because, for example, it's not your stomach that aches that bothers you the most. It's your feelings, what's going on in your stomach, what is contracting your stomach. It's about your feelings. So every single signal of the body, and I say it all the time in this show, every single signal needs to be listened to. And it is so easy to ignore those symptoms, whether they're small or big. Often in our lives, we don't even take the time to listen to our body. And as a physiotherapist in my first life, I really find it intriguing what stress had as an influence on our body and how we have to deal with it, not just to take care of the body, but to actually treat our mind, our emotional life, everything as a whole. But the body in itself really plays such an important role in keeping us aware that we need to listen to it. We need to listen to the signals and take it seriously and not wait until it becomes a red light that we can't do anything anymore or that the body really collapses. So I think this show today is actually a part of this. I have spoken a few times already about nutrition, but you need to know that nutrition is a huge part. What we put into our body, how we feed our body, is actually a basic principle of great health. So today I am talking to Susie Sawyer. Now, Susie Sawyer is a clinical nutritionist. She works for AminoScience, which is a range of evidence-backed food and botanical supplements born out of amino acids. And I'm sure we're going to talk about it a lot because she knows everything about nutrition. She has helped people for over 15 years now. She has so much experience in the natural healthcare arena. And she has worked in private clinics to be an industry expert, sitting on industry think tanks, all these things, to creating supplement formulations. She is really passionate about the topic of nutrition. And I can't wait to talk to her, because I know she has already helped hundreds and hundreds of women reclaim their health and zest for life. Now, I think after the break, we're going to talk to her, but I just wanted to remind you that your body is in your control. How you feed it, how you feed your mind, your body, your spirit, it's all up to you. And as I say, today we're talking about the body, but we can't just see it as a part. We need to see the whole thing as a whole. And that's what we call holistic health. And so today we're going to talk more about the body. But as I said, I trust that we can talk with Susie Sawyer about all what we need to feed our body with, what is important to feed our body with if we talk about stress. And I'm sure she's going to give us a few amazing tips. And after the interview, I will come back to you with a little summary of what we discussed. But let's first see the conversation I can have with the amazing Susie Sawyer.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Thanks again for coming back and listening in into this week's show, From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm talking today to Susie Sawyer. Welcome, Susie.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Thank you.
We are going to talk about everything, the diet focus, everything around stress and what it all can, you know, what we can do in our diet and with supplements regarding stress. Can you just say to the audience first, what makes it that you are an expert in this? What has made you a clinical nutritionist and all that expertise? How did you come from, I don't know, from high school or from wherever to today?
It's quite an interesting journey in that it wasn't actually my first career. My first career was actually in PR, but I trained as a nutritionist about 20 years ago. And I think people don't realise the nutritional training is very similar to a doctor. It's a four-year training, but what we do is then go to look at how nutrients and nutrition can improve our health, where, of course, the doctor kind of moves into how we treat disease.
Yes.
But the understanding of the human body is exactly the same. And we go into some really deep biochemistry, because actually the body is just about biochemistry. I know that sounds really unglamorous, but it is all about biochemical pathways and how those nutrients make those pathways work. So we have a very deep understanding of what goes on in the body. And actually, from my own personal experience, it was actually I had this career change because I am totally fascinated by the human body. It is an amazing piece of machinery. It's so amazing. And I just love the whole way it works. You never stop learning. The research always changes. So everything that we do is about science and research.
It's a miracle, actually, the body, how it works, hey? Isn't it? And you never know enough. It keeps on.
I know.
It keeps on growing on you. The more you know, the less you know. You know. So okay. I find that very. Oh, thank you for that little story. But, so as a nutritionist, let's just see how do you define stress in our body? What happens in our body?
Well, there's all sorts of things that happen and change. Essentially, when you're stressed, you're in fight or flight.
Yes.
And that is our body's response to it. I mean, the body is very good at adapting. So, of course, but when we go into fight or flight, what happens, one of the things that changes is our digestive function changes. So because we shouldn't be eating if we're trying to fight the saber tooth tiger or whatever it is, then the blood flow is diverted away from the digestive organs. So when people are very stressed, they often have, and that's what I see a lot, they have digestive problems. But
yes,
the high cortisol, which is the stress hormone, affects mm-hmm. brain function. So maybe our memory becomes worse. Obviously, we become very anxious, very agitated. All sorts of things happen. But the other thing that happens as well is from a physiological point of view is that when we feel that when the body thinks it needs to be on alert and it's got to be doing something, it's breaking down glucose.
Yes. That's
already stored so that we have the energy to go and do what we need to do. But of course, when that's not utilized or the stress passes, we've got that glucose in the bloodstream. So then what happens is the body has to get it out, and then it sends it to the fat cells. So often people who are very stressed can often have problems maintaining their weight. But from a brain perspective, it really is very unhelpful. And of course, it stops us sleeping, all sorts of things that happen. So there's a lot of different, it affects all the body. And I always say to people, you can't detract one piece of the body from another. We have to look at it. I mean, holistic is a very sort of overused word, but we do. One thing affects something else. And of course, the stress response also affects our hormones. So in terms of, we talk about female hormone balance, of course, it's menopause month, isn't it? You know, we're hearing a lot about that and brain health. And part of the problems we have with stress is that we get what's called the pregnenolone steal, so that we're not then producing progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, all of those our sex hormones, because we've had the stress hormones shunting it away. So every part of the body is affected by the stress response. I've just given you some examples there, but I think you can see just how.
I really like what you're saying, because, you know, people don't realize what stress can do in their bodies. It is so, every time in my practice, they come with symptoms and they say, are you sure it's because of stress? But there is so much going on in the body, in the brain, yeah, like you say, in our mind. So from a diet perspective, if I ask you, what would be the first thing that you would advise to someone who says to you, like, if we have listeners today who are really in a vicious cycle of stress and who don't know how to get out of it, what would be your first advice nutrition-wise?
Actually, there's two key things, protein and sugar. One that we have more of and one that we have less of. And we probably don't need it doesn't take too much to realize that. But protein, having protein at every meal is absolutely essential, because the protein produces the amino acids, which are the building blocks of life. The amino acids then produce our neurotransmitters,
yes,
our hormones. So we're talking about adrenaline, noradrenaline, hormones that we would have heard of, but also serotonin, our happy hormone, dopamine, which is needed for mood and motivation. So the protein is absolutely essential for that, to be able to produce those stress hormones, but also in terms of balancing blood sugar. So I talked about the stress response, the fight or flight, and you've got those issues with glucose. So what happens when we've got too much sugar happening, coming into the body through the diet, is that we get those blood sugar imbalances, which then make the stress response worse. So
yes,
if we're having long periods, of course, without eating as well, that's a problem. But the sugar then adversely affects the production of the hormones, the breakdown of glucose, and also sugar is an inflammatory situation.
Yes, it is.
It produces inflammation. So you're going to get more problems. But if people can actually be having protein at every meal, it helps to stabilize that blood sugar.
And what would be the best protein that you would advise?
So it depends whether people on their choices of whether they are eating meat or they're vegetarian or vegan. But there's loads, and some people are flexitarian, of course, great too. So any form of protein, so meat, dairy, soy, legumes, nuts, seeds, Poultry, eggs are a great source of protein, a very good source of protein. So you can mix and match. It doesn't need to be, and fish, of course, I've forgotten, but you know, you don't need to be having, you know, it doesn't need to be all vegetarian or all carnivore. You know, you can mix and match as well, depending on your preferences. But as long as you have some of that at each mealtime, then you can help to stabilize things and help the body. You know, it's about giving the body what it needs to work rather than make it more stressed because it hasn't got the nutrients that it needs.
Yeah, I always say feeding the body with what it needs instead of filling it up with what it, you know, what comforts you, you know.
Absolutely. So it's those sort of key things, really. I mean, but also within those foods, and this is where nature is just, you know, I always talk to people about thinking about food, eating food as nature intended. I know it sounds...
Oh, it's true.
It is true if we kind of go back to that. But also all one of those foods, it's not just about the protein. It's all these micronutrients that we need that we become deficient in. So people forget, for example, so the B vitamins, so vitamin B6, for example, the mineral zinc, they are all needed as what we call cofactors in producing these neurotransmitters, the stress hormones, all of those biochemical pathways. Each individual nutrient has about 200 different functions in the body, you know, particularly.
It's crazy, hey?
It's amazing. So people kind of forget that, you know, that you're not, it's the whole matrix of food that provides these nutrients that are so essential for brain health.
I just want to ask you a question because I learned, you know, I was with Herbalife in the early like 20, 25 years ago for a little while. And we got some conferences that were actually quite interesting, telling us that if you take 100 grams of broccoli, in the year 85, I think it was like 20 years earlier, 85, there was about 100 grams of, I think it was calcium at that moment.
Yeah.
And they illustrated that 10 years later, there was only 33 grams of calcium anymore. And that by 2005, 2010, it would be maybe 10%. So, is that true that through the years our food intake, because it's important to talk about that.
Yes, it is in terms of the quality of the food.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. It's to do with the soil, depletion of the nutrients in the soil. We know that that's over farming. And also, of course, the pesticides that we use. You know, that there are anti-nutrients, they create all sorts of other problems. But certainly the kind of the over-farming situation, we know, for example, selenium, which is an antioxidant mineral, very important for brain health and protecting the brain against oxidative damage. We know how those levels in the soil have reduced. So people are not, if you haven't got it in the soils, we're not going to be getting it in the food. And also people are just not having that variety, despite what we talk about, five fruits and vegetables a day, people are not even having that. We know from national diet and nutrition surveys that we have in the UK that people are not having anywhere near that. So we're not, and that's the basic, that's the bare minimum. So I think it's two factors. I think, yes, that the quality of the food that we're having is not nearly as good. We've got the issue with the pesticides and all the environmental problems. And then we've got what people are actually not eating either. And that's, you know, because fast foods and, you know, we've got all the data and the research on it, you know. So our diets have changed so much as well, you know, that we, I think that's a massive factor.
Yes, because,
you know,
I agree.
And I guess because our lifestyles have changed, haven't they? You know, people working long hours, you know, don't have a very good work-life balance.
Quick meals,
all
whatever.
Of these things. And I think a perception as well that these fast foods, or, you know, you go down the aisles in the supermarkets and it's all fast foods, isn't it? You know, but there's the perception that that's going to be quicker than just steaming some broccoli and putting a piece of oily fish.
And it's not true, actually.
It's not true. You can do that all in 15 minutes.
Yeah. True.
You know,
Now,
so there is.
so you working for AminoScience, let's talk a little bit about, so these are all supplements to improve, you know, the better brain health,
yeah.
bust the stress and support the mood. So to bust the stress, which of the supplements are advisable there? Which are important?
Well, there's two or three really. So we have a product called Brain Health, AminoScience Brain Health. And that has, you know, I've talked about proteins and amino acids. So really important because of the production of the neurotransmitters, but some of these key micronutrients as well. So vitamin B6, magnesium, zinc that we need to actually produce those neurotransmitters.
Okay.
But also within that product, we've got the omega-3 fats. So we
yes.
have talked about these. Now, the brain is 60% fat.
Mm,
a yeah. lot of those are what we call the essential fats that we can't get from the diet.
True.
Sorry, we can't get, the body can't make. We have to take them through the diet.
Yes.
Or supplements. And we know, again, we're very deficient in those because actually the best source of omega-3 fats is oily fish. And of course, a lot of people don't eat those, don't eat oily fish.
Mm.
So and it's very good if you can take them in supplement form because we know we need those fats absolutely
yeah.
for the stress response, for mood, for memory, for all sorts of things. So that product is a great one for kind of plugging a lot of those gaps. But also we have a product called AminoScience Fatigue. And
oh.
because stress, of course, depletes energy levels,
mm-hmm.
then this helps to, again, improve those situations as well. And we've got some what we call botanical ingredients within that as well, which, so the herb rhodiola.
Yes, I know that one.
Yeah, so, you know, we talk a lot for the stress response about adaptogenic herbs. And I don't know, I'm sure whether you've talked about that, but I'm sure you have on your show before. Adaptogens help the body through the stress response. They're very, very clever herbs. And they help with fatigue. They
yes.
help us feel a bit better. They help us feel a bit sharper. So we've got some rhodiola in there as well, and also some ginseng. And we know, again, from
everybody
research,
knows that one. I think.
Everybody knows.
Almost
that.
Everybody.
I know.
That.
So that's, you know, that can really help as well. So those two products. But the other thing, I think it's just worth giving a quick nod to, because we're talking about stress. We're also talking about, we talked about menopause as well, menopause month. And one of the things that happens that causes women more stress is losing their hair. Which happens during the month.
Oh, yeah.
So we also have a product called Healthy Hair, which can help with that. Again, topping up some of those nutrients, but also all of these products have got key amino acids in there. So one of the things I think just quickly to point out is that there are 9 essential amino acids. Again, essential because the body can't make them. So we have to take them into the diet and in supplements. And all the products have a combination of the key essential amino acids to top up, because
that's why it's called AminoScience, I suppose.
Exactly. So it's, you know, it's kind of topping up those gaps, because again, we know that people are not having enough protein in their diet as well, and getting those key amino acids. And even if, you know, even people that think they have a good diet, you know, sometimes as we get older, we get to a point, particularly midlife, and particularly again as women go through the menopause, the body's under more duress and stress, and therefore is burning up more nutrients. But also, we run out of fuel almost as we get into midlife, and that's where, you know, as I said to you, it's always a food first approach, but supplements really do help to plug some of these gaps, and can make us feel better quicker. So, you know, that's how we kind of look at it as AminoScience.
In your own life, Susie, I'm just going to ask a personal question. In your own life, how do you deal with stress? Apart from the products, maybe something with the diet, but how do you deal with stress?
Well, definitely. I mean, my diet, I mean, is not always totally perfect, but I am very much aware of having plenty of protein. And I know that really works for me. I do a lot of exercise, actually, and that
also helps a lot.
That also helps. I think it's a massive factor. I live on the seafront in Brighton, so I'm very lucky. Mm. If I want to some fresh air, I can go out and walk and I look at the sea. So I do a lot of the things that I would also, well, I do everything that I tell everybody else to do. So have my diet underpins everything. I do take quite a lot of supplements just because I utilize a lot of nutrients. I work quite long hours. I'm burning up, you know, every 30% of all the fuel that we take in is utilized by the brain. Mm. So I'm very much aware of that. But I also do, you know, a lot of the kind of the self-care when I get time as well. Good. So that is trying to have a massage sometimes. One of the things that I think is really, really good is the whole deep breathing.
Yes.
From my work, what I tell my clients, you know, I wouldn't necessarily tell somebody to go meditate because actually sometimes that can be quite difficult for people to learn.
Agreed.
And then it becomes more stressful. So, but just deep breathing in, holding it, breathing out for longer than you breathe in. That's the right word. And that I find really helps. If I find that I'm feeling a little bit anxious, I just sit and do the deep breathing. It's only for 5 minutes or something. And, you know, so I do that. But again, walking, taking exercise and trying to keep my sugar levels, you know, down.
I think sugar is really an important one.
So yeah, exactly. And I see.
Because sugar is, I just want to say that, Susie, there was a period, I think it was in COVID, my husband and I did a different lifestyle, a bit of a diet, wild fit, it's called. It's like eating like the our ancestors did. So yeah, it was, fantastic. You know, really, yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah. And there was no sugar in there. You know, there was a bit of fruit, but there was, and I went to the butchery to find, you know, and to the supermarket to find food without sugar in. And in the butcher himself told me, you won't have much choice in here because everything is prepared. There's somewhere, whether it's a burger, whether it's a, you know, some marinated chicken, whatever it is, it's all, there's all sugar in it.
Yes.
And so I find that so interesting that we cannot almost not eat anymore without sugar. You have to be really careful.
You have to be very careful at looking at the labels and things.
Yes.
But essentially, you know, let's kind of make it slightly simpler for people in that it really is the processed sugars as well that are the
yes,
biggest problem.
Yes, I agree.
So the added sugars. So it's the fizzy drinks, and that includes sweeteners, because sweeteners are not good for brain health. There's a lot of research on that. So it's the fizzy drinks. Alcohol, of course, is very sugary. And it's the cakes, the biscuits, the kind of the processed sugars that are the worst, really. And because, of course, you know, people are often on low carbohydrate diets. And of course, you know, that's our preferred fuel source. Of course, although we can do very well on a ketogenic diet, which is, of course, using fat for fuel. But essentially, it's these processed sugars that cause the problem because everything is broken down into glucose. That's our, you know, one of our main kind of fuel. But we know in terms of how the body breaks those foods down. So, for example, if you are having some brown rice, that is broken down and utilized by the body a lot slower than a bowl full of cornflakes and sugar, for example. Yes. So, you know, it's how it's just kind of keeping a mind of that and not, you know, not making things too difficult to understand, just being very much aware of that.
Aware. It's the awareness.
Yeah, because those are the things that are going to trip people up.
And I think you're right. It's more the process. If we can cut already the processed, and I see so many children around me and young people who are almost obese and eating anything at 10 o'clock, they're eating a packet of chips and they're eating, you know, it is quite a society where everything is available. Yeah. So it's a too much consuming kind of society. That's certainly around food, isn't it?
Totally. People, and I think what's happened is that we almost fear the feeling of hunger.
Mm.
You know, and that's not bad. The body needs to fear hunger. We need to go into the post-absorptive phase of digestion because that's when all the nutrients get utilized and the blood sugar gets balanced. So there is that. We're a world of plenty, or not a world, but a society,
yes,
Western society of plenty. And I think it is hard for people, and I see this with my own clients, that you go into the supermarket, obviously, you know, we all know that the sweets are by the checkout, you know, where so the poor children, it's like, well, what, you know, we want that, mummy, we want that. And we're so used to that. And of course, directly you become the taste buds.
Oh, terrible.
Used to the sugar, then we crave more as well. And it's not just taste. Of course, we've got hormonal regulations that support that. It's not just the taste, but it's actually how then that affects the hormonal response as well. So the more sugar we have, the more cravings we have. And I think people then find it very difficult to control. You know, they'll go in, you go into the petrol station, there's all the chocolate bars as you go to pay. You know, it's very hard for people. We're not helped by the food.
Well, I also think there's, I don't know if you see that as a nutritionist, but I see it in my practice. We need a certain discipline to change our life, to better our life, to have a better health. You need there's a discipline and a perseverance that basic that you need to do this. Otherwise, of course, you are, you know, like you say, in a station, in a supermarket, when you pay, there's all chocolates. It's just saying no,
I know.
No,
I know.
No.
Yeah, exactly. So don't go into the supermarket feeling hungry. That's the first thing. But I always say to people, it is about you taking charge of it rather than it taking charge of you. So you're in control. You're not letting that food control you. It's that first step, isn't it? I'm in charge. And I think, because it is hard for people. It's so hard. I'm not saying
it is
easy at all.
It is.
But it is, I always say to clients who say, you know, I think I just feel out of control with it. I say, right, you're in charge now. You've acknowledged that you're our feeling out of control. You're in charge. Do not let that food take control of you, and keep telling yourself that. But the other thing is, it's almost like sort of an analogy of kind of walking up a mountain, isn't it? Those first couple of steps are hard, but as you kind of get nearer the top, it becomes easier. And once you've taken those first few steps,
I agree.
It becomes easier. Those cravings will diminish very quickly. You know, within a week you can change things, and you can change the taste response, and then people come back and say, I can't eat that now because it's too sugary.
True.
So it I can agree. And as you start that, you know, start walking up that mountain, and once you get a quarter of the way there, you're not going back the other way, because you've worked so hard to get to that point. So you need to then carry on your journey, and you know, it will. And sometimes people need some help. People like myself, I'm sure you help people with that as well. They perhaps need that support as well, but that's fine too, you know. But it can be done, you know. But
I agree.
Any of it is easy at all.
I agree. It's a journey. It's a lifestyle. I always say it's a lifestyle. So it's step by step, day by day, and you become stronger, and you become more and more adapted to say no to you know, to the things that are not good for you.
Yes.
It's feeding your mind and feeding your body, like we said in the beginning, with the right things. So I totally agree. Now, is there a tip for anyone who listens, or a quote or something that you live by in your practice, or something that you can tell the audience on how to change their life, how to better their life, how to shift out of stress?
I think that there's quite a lot of things that I kind of probably say to myself. I mean, I think people need to prioritize self-care.
Yes.
You know, they're always, you know, I know it sounds perhaps a little selfish, and I think women actually as well are not very good at doing that. We're at the end, often at the end of the food chain, excuse the pun. So I always say to my clients, you must prioritize your self-care here. If you're in a stress or in a sort of crisis situation, it's time to kind of look at the pillars that you need to get the basics right. It doesn't have to be complicated. Don't start reading lots of different books and all that sort of thing. Think about getting those basics right in your diet, enough protein, not too much sugar. Think about fresh air, going for some walks, breathing, you know, some
take supplements, because
supplements.
It's supporting you.
Absolutely right. And getting all of the basics right, rather than trying to kind of overcomplicate things. But the other thing that I tend to, because generally I'm, you know, well. And in my situation, I always talk about the 80-20 rule as well. Yes. So 80% of what I do is great. 20% maybe not so much. If I want to go out and have a nice meal and have a glass of wine, then I will. And that works for me. And I think sometimes if people can, it's not about a life of denial or not having.
No, you know, not enjoying.
And not enjoying. Because the other thing about all of this is that food is not the enemy. Food is there to be enjoyed. It's absolutely, it brings us together.
You know, that's a good one. Food is not the enemy, because for a lot of people, it becomes the enemy.
It becomes the enemy. And that it is not that. I love food. I'm a real foodie. I love enjoying food with my friends and family. And that's, you know, part of that as well. But it's also about having control in those other moments. So that 80% of the time, having that control. And as I say, do also give yourself some support with supplements, because they can make a real difference in these situations, particularly with stress. You know, where you're burning up, because we have to remember, the more stressed we are, you're burning up magnesium, which is needed for calm. It's, we call it nature's natural tranquilizer, magnesium. It's fantastic. So burning up magnesium, you're burning up vitamin C, you're burning up vitamin B5, which are all needed to produce the stress hormones.
Yes.
So, you know, again, have those sort of basics in mind. And I mean, that's kind of how I sort of start with people. It depends, you know, to be honest, the people that come to me are actually very poorly. And so we have to kind of look at other things. And also, you know, I do a lot of diagnostic testing as well, which you can test where your cortisol levels, you know, with various tests and all sorts of things. So yeah, it's very sophisticated, the tools that we have now. So
I think there's been a big progress in that field.
Yes, absolutely.
Because before, 30 years ago, the food was just the pyramid and that's what you eat. And now it's a completely different world almost, isn't it?
Yes. And I think also, and I see this so much, there's so much information out there, isn't there? And people get confused. And I think what happens is that there's so much. And of course, the whole social media, it's all this. We're being fed so much information. And then people say, I don't know what to believe now. I'm just going to carry on. I'm demotivated, and people, and it eats into people's self-esteem. And I think that then they feel like they failed. And I think that sometimes you have to cut out the noise. I think that's actually another big factor here. Cut the noise.
Yes.
Don't listen to all the outside noise. It's you.
Your intuition, your feeling,
Be within, and your self-care, it's you. What's right for you? Try and not keep reading lots of things. Take it back to kind of that basic level if you're really feeling stressed, and try and almost, I sometimes call it cave time. You kind of go within a little bit, and there's nothing wrong with that, because actually you can reset.
True. And I call it often like back to basics.
Definitely.
Because we are so, it's overwhelming, overloading. We are in overdrive, the over, you know, I can say so many words with over, like you said also, the over, you know, it's over.
Yes, I know. it is. We are completely overstimulated.
Yeah. So in many ways, even with our food intake, you know, we don't realize that it overstimulates our body. What the sugar does is actually, you know, it's all overstimulation, overwhelming, overdrive. We go in overdrive.
And then that kind of creates, I think people don't realize the stress hormones then create more anxiety. And we read so much now about this. So the anxiety levels are huge.
I can do a show only on anxiety easily. Yes, I mean, you know, I can do 10 shows on anxiety.
Honestly, it is, you know, it's off the scale in terms of where people
very
are.
Very much so. And certainly these days, you know, with all the crises around the world and things coming, you know, really at us, I think it's important that the show of today, the interview of today, brings people back to what is necessary and, you know, what intake do I need, and I need to supplement, you know, the nutrients, and then the self-care and the, you know, stay with who you are and day by day make the better version of yourself. Mm. You can only be a better version than yesterday. So, you know, try to do day by day. So thank you so much, Susie. I really enjoyed this. Is there anything final, little sentence or something you want to say to the audience?
I think you kind of said it, Sid. Be yourself.
Nice. I love that one. Thank you so much. And we'll have a little break and I'll come back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I really love this conversation. Susie is one of these ladies that I could talk with for hours because she's such an expert in what she does. And I'm going to try to summarize a few things that are, for me, quite essential to remind you and to remember after this beautiful show. So here we are. First of all, if you talk about avoiding stress, managing stress by your nutrition, then there are two things that she is advising you. And I really believe these are basic things that every single one of you, you know, adults, children, youngsters, anyone can do this. That is, first of all, make your protein intake bigger. Try to have a protein intake in every single meal, which because of the amino acids, and that's her specialization, so a specialty, she knows exactly what she's talking about. The amino acids are, of course, the building blocks. And so it is important to try to put in every single meal some kind of protein. And she explained to us well all the proteins. But the second tip, which is even more important, if you ask me, is to cut down your sugar intake. And I know we have been talking about this on TV, in every media, in articles, on the radio. We talk about it a lot, but I still believe that up until today, people are still not listening. We are still not aware of what actually sugar can do in our bodies, how detrimental it is, how unhealthy it is to have sugar, to feed yourself with sugar, and how difficult it is to actually eat without sugar, because in so many foods that we buy in the supermarket, in the even in the butchery, anywhere you go, there is a lot of sugar in it. And so we need to be very, very conscious about trying to eat less sugar in our diet. It is such an important thing because of that blood sugar, you know, that balance in there. And I can only say that when I was really ill, the cut out of sugar, I did it for 7 years. For 7 years, I was really conscious about my intake of food regarding sugar. And I am sure that that has been a huge part in my body recovering, in my getting my health, my energy back. So no sugar in your diet. I just want to stress it again. And talking about stress, I want to stress it. It is a positive stress that I want to integrate you into your life, the stress that sugar is not good for you. Please look at it for your children, for the elderly people, for anyone in your environment, but surely for yourself. That's one. And of course, the third tip she gave as a basic principle is that the nutrients we have in our foods, in our vegetables, in our fruits, are often not enough anymore to really give us the nutrients we need. So we need supplements. And you can go to the website nhco nutrition.co.uk. You can go there and find anything that you need. She has explained us a few products that really help us to supplement. And I advise you to just do that. Just even certainly from a certain age in menopause, like she said, when you have a lot of stress, you need extra nutrients in your body that you cannot have by your food intake. So those are three tips around the food intake. But then Susie gave us also a few extra tips. And we all know that the 80-20 is a big one. If you can manage your lifestyle and eat and exercise and do 80% of the time have a healthy lifestyle, then you can permit yourself the 20%, of course, that you need to enjoy and from time to time have a treat. There's nothing wrong with a glass of wine, but there's something wrong with a bottle of wine 5 times, 7 times a week. So we all know how the fizzy drinks, the alcohol, the sweets, the cakes, all that. Please do that 80-20 intake. And then she talked a lot about my favorite topic, which is the self-care and the self-love and the authenticity. Just take good care of yourself. Prioritize you. You are the most important person in your life, and you need to take that seriously. So it's the same with taking your life into your own hands, not letting the food take charge of you, but you take charge of the food. I do believe that that is an important sentence that we can all use, maybe even put it on a card or on a post-it and put it on your in your office, in your toilet, whatever it is. Food is not the enemy. You take charge. Not the food take charge of you. I really love that one. And so the breathing, as we always have mentioned in this show, there is nothing more basic and free of charge than your breathing. It is one of those management tools of stress that you have with you all the time. You don't need to have a yoga mat for it. You don't need to pay to go into a class and pay for it. You don't need to go to the doctor for it. Your breathing is totally free. It's a tool, a technique, a strategy that is always with you from morning to evening, even at night in your bed. There is nothing more powerful than to consciously take care of your breath. Start practicing conscious breathing and you will already feel a huge difference in your life. Breathing is a part of a healthy life. Deep breathing is a part of a fulfilling life, not just the superficial, stressful, overdrive breathing, but the calm, the relaxing, the deep belly breathing. So I trust that these few tips are really opening your eyes again, that Everything is possible if you take your health into your own hands. And I so wish it for you, because we all want to have a healthy, fulfilling and wonderful, really being alive in this world. And we need it today. There's so much going on in the outside world that we need to treat us wisely and consciously, that body, that mind, those emotions. But start today with the body, because that was what this show mostly was about. And I trust that you are inspired for the whole week to take such good care of yourself. You deserve it. You are worth it. I really believe in you, and I'm leaving you for today, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.